With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump figures will keep the oil aboard a tanker seized off Venezuela by the U.S. Coast Guard and the Navy, an illicit vessel said to be carrying sanctioned oil from Iran and Venezuela.
Tensions are mounting between the United States and Venezuela.
As you probably know, we've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, a large tanker, very large.
President Trump spoke at a White House meeting during a roundtable with business leaders. The seizure was led by members of the U.S. Coast Guard, transported to the tanker by helicopter from the USS Gerald R. Ford. Video posted online by Attorney General Pam Bondi shows people fast roping from one of the helicopters to the deck and moving through the tanker's superstructure with weapons drawn. Bondi says that the ship was sanctioned by the U.S. over its involvement in an illicit oil shipping network supporting foreign terrorist organizations. Jennifer King, Washington.
Securing the border is a work in progress.
The Trump administration is adding another militarized zone to the southern U.S. border to support border security operations, this time in California. The Department of Interior on Wednesday said it would transfer jurisdiction along most of California's international border with Mexico to the Navy. Since April, large swaths of border have been designated militarized zones, empowering U.S. troops to apprehend illegal immigrants and others accused of trespassing on Army, Air Force, or Navy bases. Keith Peters, Washington.
Senate votes on two competing health care bills expected today. A Republican-backed measure would replace expiring Obamacare subsidies with expanded government-funded savings accounts. The Democrat plan is to extend the taxpayer-funded subsidies for 3 more years. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 23 points. NASDAQ futures down 121. This is SRN News. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes is celebrating.
Ministry leaders say they have distributed nearly 245,000 Bibles this year, up 25,000 from 2024. The scriptures were handed out not just in the U.S., but in scores of foreign countries. FCA tells the Christian Post that, quote, by providing scripture in multiple languages, FCA aims to make the gospel accessible and culturally relevant worldwide. The ministry first began handing out Bibles to athletes who attended camps back in 1978. Michael Harrington reporting.
Archaeologists have uncovered the longest remains of an ancient wall that once encircled Jerusalem during the time of Hanukkah. The excavation was just completed last week. It reveals a section of the wall foundation built a few decades after the Hanukkah story. This wall is almost 165 feet long, 15 feet wide, and once held taller structures than the current Old City walls. This is SRN News. Bit more breathing room for borrowers.
The Federal Reserve reduced its key interest rate for the third time in a row, but signaled that it may leave rates unchanged in the coming months. The cut reduced the rate to about 3.6%. That's the lowest it's been in nearly 3 years. Not budging on interest rates could attract ire from President Donald Trump. He's demanded steep reductions to borrowing costs. The Fed met against the backdrop of elevated inflation that's frustrated many Americans. Consumer prices have jumped 25% in the 5 years since COVID, with higher prices for groceries, rents, and utilities. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
President Trump has taken the wraps off a long-awaited launch of a gold card program. It offers legal status and a pathway to U.S. citizenship. There is a price, though, pretty hefty price tag. Individuals can pay $1 million, corporations $2 million per foreign-born employee. More details, SRNNews.com.